This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Constitution is the guiding light of the nation and stated that it is a matter of great honour that the Indian Constitution is completing 75 years on 26 January next year. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said the Constitution has stood the test of time in every sense of the term. The Prime Minister noted that on the occasion of Constitution Day this year, many activities have commenced that will continue throughout the year. The Mahakumbh is going to be held in Prayagraj from the 13th of January. The Prime Minister said, no discrimination is done and such unity in diversity is not witnessed anywhere else in the world. He stated that Kumbh is also the Mahakumbh of unity. Mr. Modi urged people to embrace the spirit of unity while participating in the Mahakumbh. Touching the topic of animation, Mr. Modi was pleased to note that Krish, Trish and Balti Boy, KTB, is a super hit animation series among children. Akashvani will broadcast the KTB series on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. It can also be watched on Doordarshan as well as other OTT platforms. The Prime Minister was pleased to share that for the first time, the World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, WAVE Summit, is going to be organized in India next year. He stated that as India is moving towards a $5 trillion economy, the creator economy is bringing in new energy. He urged the entire entertainment and creative industry of India to be a part of the WAVE Summit. In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, Mr. Modi highlighted two big achievements of India in the field of health. He said the first achievement has been in the fight against malaria. He also elaborated that timely treatment means starting the treatment of a cancer patient within 30 days and the Ayushman Bharat Yojana has played a big role in this. Because of the scheme, 90% of cancer patients have been able to start their treatment on time. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today called upon the armed forces to continue keeping a vigilant eye on the current geopolitical scenario and always remain alert and ready to deal with any kind of threats. Interacting with all ranks of the three institutes at Army War College during Badakhana in Mau, Madhya Pradesh, he lauded the valuable contribution of the training institutions of the Indian Army in making the personnel proficient in military strategies and skills of warfare. Bharatiya Janata Party's organizational election review meeting was held at the party's headquarters in New Delhi today. Party National President Jagat Prakash Nadda addressed a session of the meeting. Party sources said the review meeting was focused on the elections for Mandal, District and State Office Bearers. The party aims to complete elections for Mandal, District and State positions in 50% of states by 15th of next month. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog over Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan during 2 to 3 days. Dense fog conditions are also likely to prevail in Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. The Met Department has predicted cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Rajasthan during the next 3 days. The minimum temperatures will also fall by 4 to 6 degrees Celsius, likely over Uttar Pradesh, during next 5 days and by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Rajasthan during next 3 days. The IMD also forecasts light to scattered rainfall and snowfall over western Himalayan region from 1st to 4th of next month due to western disturbance. In Jammu and Kashmir, the traffic on Srinagar-Jammu National Highway plied normally after 270-kilometer long highway was reopened for vehicular traffic today. The highway remained closed for 2 days since Friday following inclement weather and heavy snowfall in Kashmir region. In the Border Gavaskar Trophy Test cricket, with a lead of 333 runs against India, Australia will resume their second innings at 228 for 9 on the fifth day of fourth test at the Melbourne Cricket Ground tomorrow. On day four today, an unbeaten last wicket partnership of 55 runs between Scott Boland and Nathan Lyon helped Australia to reach 228, stretching their lead to 333 runs at stumps. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen clinched bronze at the inaugural King Cup International Badminton Open 2024 with a commanding victory over French shuttler Alex Lanier. And with that, we end this news bulletin.